This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Gentlemen, take your marks. Set.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now the 8th of March, and 2022, Track World with Alpheus Finlayson. My brothers and sisters all around the world, I thank you, each and every one of you, for watching and listening to Track World. It is certainly can be accessed through numerous platforms. And then I am starting to give shout-outs. A young man called Ricardo Adley, a student of St. John's University in Collegeville, Minnesota. While at home in Nassau, Ricardo listens to Track World every evening when he can. Each year, a delegation come from to the Bahamas and meet with the Minister of Education. And they signed a memorandum of understanding with the government. Well, Wednesday's pass, I went to one of my jazz locations, Avery's in Adelaide. I was shocked to see Mickey Williams, tennis player. Mickey is the only one Bahamian who refereed tennis in the Olympics. I give him a shout out because he listens to Track World every opportunity that he gets. Now I give Pauline Davis, who is having a book signing now at Goodman's Bay. It started at 6 p.m. and my co-host should have been here. And that is Philippa Arnett. But it is busy there, and everybody want to wait and hear what they say and get their book signed. I don't have a book signed, but what I will do is I will hunt Pauline down to be able to, wherever it is, Logos or wherever it is, for me to get a book signed. So, Track World is brought to you by Sun Oil, Arawak Homes, Sunshine Insurance, from Vancouver to Athens, 50 years of Bahamian International Track and Field Competition. Also brought to us by Vaughn L. Culmer Insurance Brokers and Agents. And I have been a financial services representative with Kalina for more than 41 years. My business partner is my daughter, Alexis Hannah. We are talking about, we are in financial services. And my daughter is my business partner, as I said. My daughter, Alexis, we are the A-team at Kalina. And we do appreciate your patronage. And just let me indicate the first one who was live on the show is none other than Margaret McKay in that would be in Cat Island, and there are about 370 something people on the show watching, and as the time goes by, you will see who they are. When we gonna talk about track and field, we are gonna take a little break and then we will talk about all the excitement in track and field, ladies and gentlemen. And we go for a break.
Shell Unleaded improves your fuel economy, giving increased miles per gallon, allowing you to do more of what you really want. Special additives used in Shell Unleaded improve your engine's efficiency. So, go further with Shell Unleaded. Venture out to beaches, junkanoo, and festivals, and bring home memories that will last a lifetime. Shell, fueling journeys that matter.
I am Bernard F. Hanna. All of you should know me as a Sting. I've got the very first copy from Vancouver to Athens. You know, I'm so excited because to be the one to have the first copy, I know what it was for Hawk, for over the years, his dedication and his excitement, his commitment to bring this bestseller book to us. And I'm excited to have in my possession not only one copy, but two copies from Vancouver to Athens. 50 years of Bahamian International Track and the Field Competition. This is great stuff. So I'm urging all of you to get your own copy. You could get it from Logos in the Harbor Bay, or Nassau Station is on Rosetta Street, or Chapter 1 at COB, or at Coral News and Gifts in the domestic section of the Linden Pinlin Airport. Let me tell you, man, you will never regret it. This kind of information that you get in this book is really invaluable. It's just terrific stuff. Good sports history, true and factual, you know. So I urge you, just go and get it and keep a copy and even give your friends a copy. And you know, more than one reason I am more excited about having this book. Look at page 200 and you will see me there in live and living color performing. Number 200, you will see Bernard F. Hanna performing, and that is my fulfillment, one of my big fulfillment of having this book.
Transitioning to a healthy lifestyle can be difficult. At Fresh Market, we're making it easy to choose good-for-you foods with our endless selection of fresh produce and all-natural organic specialty products, moving you closer to your New Year's goals. So, if you're looking to shed a few pounds with a ketogenic or whole food diet, shift things completely with paleo or raw foods, or just simply eat healthier, Fresh Market is inviting you to feed your good. After all, what you eat is what you're made of.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
My brothers and my sisters, I told you that Margaret McKay from Cat Island was watching. And we have my good cousin. He said, "Hey, cuz," is Alex Finlayson. And I give them a wave, my brothers and sisters. But, you know, plenty has been happening in track and field around the world, in the Bahamas. The event for St. Augustine's College, the inter-school, I shouldn't say the inter-school, but various different people at St. Augustine's, they have the opportunity of doing great work. I'm talking about great work in terms of whatever events they're doing, hurdles, long jump, high jump, and the rest of that. So it is something else. And sometime in the future, I guess next week, we're going to have somebody who is a legend at St. Augustine's College. And by the way, I have to, last week, we should have had Livingston Boone's Heaven. I called him yesterday. He still couldn't come in. But I have quite a number of people who are lined up for Track World. And one of the reasons is that this is track and field. And when it is track and field, it is measured by the performances of the athletes. And it makes a difference. It is not football. It is not this, that, and the next thing. But we're talking about people with talent. High jump, long jump, triple jump, decathlon, long road races, and everything else. So we go back to things that are happening. We will have Carifta on the Easter weekend. And if anybody has not been to Carifta and it's in Jamaica, you need to get there. I am going to be there, my brothers and sisters. Jamaica is, I have been to Jamaica, I think, 16 or 18 times. And I have not been to any other country in the world. I'm not talking about the United States, where I have been to different countries. So I love Jamaica. And if you have not been to Jamaica, you should try and get go to Jamaica for the Carifta Games. And while I'm at the Carifta Games, I will have the opportunity to talk and, you know, just see the friends that I've had in Jamaica, number one, and all the performances of Jamaicans. But when you go back, the Bahamas should have a good chance of doing extremely well at the Carifta Games in Jamaica. And I guess we can have a whole load of people. And when we go to Jamaica, you know what happens? Any part all over in the Caribbean, we have people with the cowbells and drums, Sometimes they have disabled. Just slow that down for us to be able to hear or what the official says. But it is something. If you have not been to Jamaica, please go down there for Carifta. And other than that, you know, you have people come back from the United States or all over the world who actually come to see Carifta. And most importantly, the person who is in charge of USA Track and, not USA Track and Field, the world body, he will be there. Ever since we have had Carifta, it is the most enticing event, exciting event that we've ever had in the Caribbean. So the world body president will be in Jamaica for that. And then I go out to Eugene, Oregon. Eugene, Oregon is where the world championships of track and field will be. The world championships has only been in the Western Hemisphere in Edmonton. Oh, man, and in Edmonton, oh, we were off the chain. That was the best performance we had in terms of track and field, the best performance ever. And we are talking about Avad Manka having a world, a record for the 400 meters in Edmonton. We had Debbie Ferguson, who was second in the 200 meters, and she was right there. Chandra Starup was right there. I think she was third place in that event. But we had more, more medals in Edmonton than any place before. So, Eugene, Oregon, I am sure that everybody who loves track and field, especially the Olympics, they watch the Olympic trials. You know how USA track and field is? If you want to make the team, you have to go in the top three. And every now and then, it is so, it is something else that when it comes, people could do a regular meet and do well. But when it comes to Eugene, Oregon, that's really something else. So if you have not been to the World Championships in Eugene, Oregon, there is a new track, a new stadium. And my brothers and sisters, you would wish to go there. And all you need to do is check with your travel agent, and they should be able to assist you of getting there. Number one, finding a place to stay. Number two, and buying your ticket, because it's a small place. It is a small place. And so therefore, you have to, you can't wait until our national is over here and say you're going to Eugene, Oregon. You need to do it as soon as you can, my brothers and sisters. So let's talk about track and field in the Bahamas that we've had over the years. And some of those people who, have done great performances over the years. When we look at Bob Beamon, the 1968 Olympics long jump champion, one of the best. And I hear something indicating that some of the 1968 members may come to the Bahamas, to Nassau, and enjoy themselves while they are here. We're talking about persons like Willie Banks. Willie Banks is a triple jumper, one of the best. He had the triple jump record before, the record of the current triple jumper, and nobody has beaten that that record for a long time. That's Jonathan Edwards. And I'm sure we're going to be seeing Jonathan Edwards in Eugene, Oregon. He may be working for one of the British stations, but that's what he does. And then you look at, when you look at around the world, you talk about the Gothenburg World Championships, where Troy Kemp won the high jump, and he defeated Javier Sotomayor, Troy won the high jump in Gothenburg, and Sotomayor was second, and it's something else to see that. And then Pauline was second in the 400 meters, the first time she ever participated in the 400 meters on the world stage. And, you know, that is something else. You go to Atlanta, all the things that we've seen in Atlanta, great performances, the Silver Ladies. And what I'm saying is that is track and field. And most people come, you know, when the Olympics starts, look here. I want to be there in the next Olympics in Paris. But like in Tokyo, the games start when track and field starts. Everybody is there in the stadium, track and field. I have Edric Poitier here watching. Edric, could you assist me in putting some names of some people that people should be excited about the World Championships in Eugene, Oregon. You just need to say who they are and I'll tell them who they are. And that's what I am talking about. But it is excitement. That is what track and field is about. And records are made to be broken. They are made to be broken. And it's, you know, it's just unbelievable. We are talking about, I talked about Willie Banks. He was the one that had the world record before Jonathan Edwards broke his record. And again and again, and you know, we don't have to talk about Stevie Gardner. It is my belief that Stevie Gardner is going to win his 400 in Eugene, Oregon. Win that 400 meters in Eugene, Oregon, and also Shawnee Miller-Weibo. She should win the 400 also. And with that in mind, records, their records would be broken, their individual records. And when you go down the line, it is my feeling that, my brothers and sisters, we are going to have between Stevie Gardner and Shawnee Miller-Weibo, they are going to have world records coming up in the next four. Okay, Edric said, talked about our own 400 meter specialist, and that's what we're talking about. And you know, there's something, Bahamians, don't check for Bahamians also. And Edric also talks about the Jamaican lady, who ran in Tokyo. So what I am saying is that plenty of things are happening. And you don't have to wait to get excited to go to Eugene, Oregon, you know. You should have it now. You should have it now. You should have it now because of this. Once you get a bite, I should say, of track and field, you'd want to know everything about track and field. And as I say, we have specialists in track and field, in the Bahamas, in the Caribbean, all over the place. And I'm sure that you will really, what do I say, make it a point that you support our Bahamian athletes, number one. And number two, you will know that we have a number of athletes, young athletes, doing extremely well. Now the NC2A championships are up this weekend, and we have quite a number of Bahamians who are going to be participating in it. And I'll say this, we have, what's her name now, Charlton. She set a record in the 100 meters hurdles, indoor now. And then this lady who was a long jumper, now is a triple jumper. Now she is a young lady who has qualified for the World Indoor Championships. But you know, you can't go every place. You can't go every place. And there's somebody else that, from Kentucky who is on the team. On the team at the World Indoor Championships. And for Bahamians, it's really something significant. But some people said that World Indoors is not that great, but you have to start someplace, you know. You have to have your different seasons. And that cold season, I have been to the World Indoor in with Stanley Mitchell and myself, and it is cold, cold, cold. I don't need to go there anymore. But I will go to the Commonwealth Games in Britain, and it is my feeling that we're going to have a great performance. Edric, what do you think about the Commonwealth Games in Britain? And it is in, not Manchester, Birmingham. That's where Prairie Gladstone Christie went to school. tell us about what you think about what will happen in Birmingham at the Commonwealth Games, Edric. No thoughts right now. No thoughts right now. But we're going to go to a brief break, and when we come back, we're going to talk some more. Thank you.
Shell Unleaded improves your fuel economy, giving increased miles per gallon, allowing you to do more of what you really want. Special additives used in Shell Unleaded improve your engine's efficiency. So, go further with Shell Unleaded. Venture out to beaches, junk canoe, and festivals, and bring home memories that will last a lifetime. Shell, fueling journeys that matter.
I am Bernard F. Hanna. All of you should know me as a Sting. I've got the very first copy from Vancouver to Athens. You know, I'm so excited because to be the one to have the first copy, I know what it was for Hawk, for over the years, his dedication and his excitement, his commitment to bring this bestseller book to us. And I'm excited to have in my possession not only one copy, but two copies from Vancouver to Athens. 50 years of Bahamian International Track and the Field Competition. This is great stuff. So I'm urging all of you to get your own copy. You could get it from Logos in the Harbor Bay, or Nassau Stationers on Rosetta Street, or Chapter 1 at COB, or at Coral News and Gifts in the domestic section of the Linden Pinlin Airport. Let me tell you, man, you will never regret it. This kind of information that you get in this book is really invaluable. It's just terrific stuff. Good sports history, true and factual, you know. So I urge you, just go and get it and keep a copy, and even give your friends a copy. And you know, more than one reason I am more excited about having this book. Look at page 200 and you will see me there in live and living color performing. Number 200, you will see Bernard F. Hanna performing, and that is my fulfillment, one of my big fulfillment of having this book.
Transitioning to a healthy lifestyle can be difficult. At Fresh Market, we're making it easy to choose good-for-you foods with our endless selection of fresh produce and all-natural organic specialty products, moving you closer to your New Year's goals. So, if you're looking to shed a few pounds with a ketogenic or whole food diet, shift things completely with paleo or raw foods, or just simply eat healthier, Fresh Market is inviting you to feed your good. After all, what you eat is what you're made of.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. I will tell you this. Edric was talking about the trio of Jamaican sprinters. But unfortunately for the World Indoor Championships, the Pocket Rocket is not on that team. But they have sufficient people to deal with the indoors. And then Edric says that he thinks the team is poised to do some damage at the Commonwealth Games. The hurdles should do well. They only have to contend with the Jamaicans. No U.S. hurdles. Well, of course, can't be U.S. in the Commonwealth Games. And Charisma should win a medal. That is the lady, Charisma, who has set a record in the indoor triple jump, done well in the long jump, And as I said, she made the great performance at the University of, we're talking about, oh heavens, where's that again? Knoxville, Tennessee. Ashley Miller is watching. Thank you ever so much, Ashley. And I want to give you some information for you track and field people. The world body, if you go into it and you will see that somebody from a place called South Africa, they tested positive and banned. That is South Africa now. And that means that they are not able to participate in the World Indoor Championships in terms of the relay. Whatever they did before, that is counted off and they are banned. And we all know that you have to be careful with what you take. And it's your responsibility. And they send the things out all the time. And they talk about the integrity unit. And people are watching, my brothers and sisters. And if they're watching, you have to be sure that you don't bother with those things. A cheat does not go very far. And some of the chiefs, cheats, they come back in any kind of sports. But some of the things, most of the things that they did are known by people all over the world. So you have to be very careful with that. Now, let's talk about, how do I put it? I want somebody to call in, and the number is 323-6232-325-4316 and 325-4259. Just call in and give us your thoughts on things, please. I'm not having a trivia. Just call in and talk about track and field all over the world, what is happening this season, and all of that. Even the high school and trials for the Eugene, Oregon. You know, you just can't come out of your house, go down to the stadium, and say you're going to be on that team. You have to do your work. And you know, it's already March, okay? It is already March. So we come out and we come outside, say, in not April, a little bit before April, March. Depending on how far you are. But tell us, let's talk about track and field, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sure you have to be excited about track and field. Nobody excited about track and field? Nobody excited about track and field? Well, let me ask you this. Anybody heard of the name of the Jones young man out of Grand Bahama who set a record in the NC2As, who tied the record in the NC2As, and he is a 200-meter man. And, man, he just set a record for the Bahamas, for indoor. And in terms of the world indoor championships, he would have been able to go, but you know, they're in school. So that's a talk for another discussion. So give me three men who will make the team, and three ladies who would make the team. I'm talking about the Bahamas going to Eugene, Oregon. Any thoughts? Three men who could make the team and three women who can make the team. I'm talking about in Eugene, Oregon. Eugene, Oregon is not in Florida. It is not in Chicago. It is not in LA, but you know, it's all the way up, Oregon. And I have somebody watching, Barbara Richardson. Thank you ever so much, Barbara. Thank you ever so much for watching this show today. I really appreciate it. And as I indicated, there were about 370-something people on the show, but there are only a number of them that you would see. So there's excitement. And I know that some people who watch the show actually tell me that they have watched the show. And I thought that, you know, we didn't get that, but they have watched the show. So it is a serious thing. And before I forget, we have one young man. How do I put it? Oh, a lady from my church. She is from St. George's Church, and she just passed. She just passed the other day, and I really give our condolences for anybody from St. George's Church or anybody in the valley. Once somebody passes in the valley, our people send out the thing all wide, widely through the valley and also through the Bahamas. So that's what I am talking about. And we have that situation. I found out that I had a cousin whose son just got shot over the weekend, my cousin. And you do know that there have been quite a number of shootings and quite a number of much violence in Nassau, Bahamas, Grand Bahama. I mean, every time you hear the radio, you hear these things are happening. And I don't know what we can do. There are some people who that's what they do. Some say they don't have the money to do this, that, or the next thing, but it isn't the money. I mean, just about everybody can get a job. And if you get a job, it's a different thing completely. And, you know, once you are in school, some people leave school very early, and that does not make sense at all. So we're going to go to our final break, and when we come back, we will continue to ask you to call in 323-6232, 325-4316, and 325-4259, and we take our final break.
Shell Unleaded improves your fuel economy, giving increased miles per gallon, allowing you to do more of what you really want. Special additives used in Shell Unleaded improve your engine's efficiency. So, go further with Shell Unleaded. Venture out to beaches, junk canoe, and festivals, and bring home memories that will last a lifetime. Shell, fueling journeys that matter.
I am Bernard F. Hanna. All of you should know me as a Sting. I've got the very first copy from Vancouver to Athens. You know, I'm so excited because to be the one to have the first copy, I know what it was for Hawk, for over the years, his dedication and his excitement, his commitment to bring this best-seller book to us. And I'm excited to have in my possession not only one copy, but two copies from Vancouver to Athens. 50 years of Bahamian International Track and the Field Competition. This is great stuff. So I'm urging all of you to get your own copy. You could get it from Logos in the Harbor Bay, or Nassau Stationers on Rosetta Street, or Chapter 1 at COB, or at Coral News and Gifts in the domestic section of the Linden Pinlin Airport. Let me tell you, man, you will never regret it. This kind of information that you get in this book is really invaluable. It's just terrific stuff. Good sports history, true and factual, you know. So I urge you, just go and get it and keep a copy and even give your friends a copy. And you know, more than one reason I am more excited about having this book. Look at page 200 and you will see me there in live and living color performing. Number 200, you will see Bernard F. Hanna performing, and that is my fulfillment. One of my big fulfillment of having this book.
Transitioning to a healthy lifestyle can be difficult. At Fresh Market, we're making it easy to choose good-for-you foods with our endless selection of fresh produce and all-natural organic specialty products, moving you closer to your New Year's goals. So, if you're looking to shed a few pounds with a ketogenic or whole food diet, shift things completely with paleo or raw foods, or just simply eat healthier, Fresh Market is inviting you to feed your good. After all, what you eat is what you're made of.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Ladies and gentlemen, the lady at St. George's Church, she is a Saunders who just passed yesterday. And let me talk about birthdays. My good cousin, Ricardo Seymour, his birthday was yesterday. And then we're looking at Byron Ferguson. Byron Ferguson, born in 1966. And would you believe it? He was a candidate for the 4x100-meter relay in the Los Angeles Olympics. But however, the Olympic Committee decided that those people were not going to go, although they had two sprinters with the team. That's Byron Ferguson. He's still around, not running anymore. And then we're talking about somebody called Ponchell Johnson. Sterling, I forget his name now, born on the 25th of this month. He was one of our shining stars in track and field. But we all know that nobody lasts forever. And we do appreciate the people who have listened to the show. Ali, thank you very much for your assistance as the producer. Thank you very much. I am going home. I am forgetting the birthdays. The birthdays is Frank Rutherford's mother. Her birthday is on the 6th of the month, and Lila Green is on the 6th of the month also. So I cherish all of them. Thank you, thank you, and thank you again. I'm going to go home and enjoy myself, have something to eat and something to drink. Bye now.